Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Saturday, July 27th in Atlanta, Georgia, Father Danye Mizrahi presents the V for Vendetta Ball. Grand prize, $2,000 open to all faiths. Calling all you big girls, femme queens, butch queen and drags, women, butch queens, butches, and trans men. For you female figures, we're looking for a look of Poison Ivy, the queen of the underworld Persephone, or the evil queen of Snow White. And for you male figures, the futuristic king of Vendetta, King Tut, or Zeus. Only one will walk away with the $2,000 grand prize. Your mini grants include $1,000 for male figure realness, pretty boys versus schoolboys versus thugs versus executives versus trans men versus butch. $500 with a $10 pot for open to all performance. $250 for a butch queen European runway. $200 for femme queen versus junior femme queen versus drag realness. $150 for open to all best dress. $100 for butch queen sex siren and $100 for female figure runway. That's the V for Vendetta Ball, presented by Father Danye Mizrahi. Location, 800 Miami Circle, Suite 140 in Atlanta, Georgia. $30 all night. Tables, $100 in advance. $150 after June 1st. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi and the icon Stelvin Mizrahi. Your DJ, Twinkle Toes Mizrahi. For more information, contact Father Danye Mizrahi on Facebook or visit the event page on July 27th, the V for Vendetta Ball. Be there.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want.
The Controversial...
Was not here's a friend of yours, she's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauty's been cut.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the only radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. We're definitely here to recap the things to remember ball given by the icon Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. And we're also here to recap the L.A. Legends Ball given by the icon Jack Mizrahi and the legendary Divine Chanel, honey. Without further ado, honey, I'm going to bring on my co-host, honey, because I'm just getting up. So I'm going to bring on the overall father himself, Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks
up! Let's go!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks up!
Call them up!
Put your drinks up! Put your fucking drinks
yo,
up!
Yo.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, my, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know why.
Rodney.
What's going on, Kelly?
Nothing much, just waking up, honey. But I was in here not, honey.
Okay. I just walked in the door from work, so you know I'm tired.
Bitch, honey, you got these big ass motherfucking beach whales mistake in my fucking inbox mistake, honey. Bitch. The chat room is up and running. The chat room is definitely up and running. It's open, honey, and it's up and running, honey. And I got these big-ass niggas in my inbox and say, instead of being on the fucking phone, honey. You know honey, those butch queen and drags, Miss Thang from Brooklyn. You know the one that actually got off the judge's panel for, honey, in my inbox talking about talk up, baby. I just spoke up, Miss Thang, honey. Give me some time to liven up, okay, girl? Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm talking about that butch queen and drags. Honey, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, honey. But we definitely here to recap the ball, honey. I can only tell y'all what I seen, honey, from my chair, because I really didn't motivate around unless I went to have me a bathroom break, honey, at the ball mistake. So I really didn't pay too. I don't pay too much attention to a ball if I'm sitting down at my table and I'm not on the judges' panel. I really don't pay too much attention because the children just be crowded the runway and it's just too much for me to deal with. But in between my bathroom breaks, I did get a chance to see a little of this and see a little of that, honey. But I definitely gotta give a big shout out to security from Chicago, honey. Because, baby, the security guards did not play at all with that child, honey. Baby, security, oh, Lord, baby, okay. They whooped that child's ass, honey. Hold on, I got to upload that video, honey, to the room, honey, of the security getting that child together this weekend, honey. I have it in my phone someplace. I have to find it so I can upload it to the group, honey. It's a little small piece, honey, but, you know, I'm uploading it to the group, honey. And I ain't titling it or anything, bitch. But overall, the ball was definitely nice. The tables, the tables was fabulous. I want to thank Rodney and Marcus for having the fabulous tables. I love that the chicken and the cookies and the fruit. And then the children had their cocktail on the table. I got a chance to see a little bit of the performance category. The girls came out, they got their tans, Miss Thang, and then the person that sat the other person down and they battled before had to get tans for the team, and the girls definitely did come out for their tans and Vogue down, honey. I feel that some of the girls that got chopped should not have been chopped. But the people was carrying on the judges' panel. And I want to also thank Rodney and Marcus for definitely having an A-list panel in the first half, and then they had the D-list panel in the second half, and then they were supposed to have the A-list panel again in the third half. But, you know, when you got those D-list girls that get up there on the judges' panel and carry on and act like buffoons, we couldn't get to the third segment. So I sat at my table all night long, and I didn't get a chance to judge. But it was definitely great seeing everybody that I did see that was definitely up in the building, honey. And, you know, and thank Marcus for rushing us, honey, you know, baby. But it was just so much traffic and everything and going on. And so once we got to Chicago after our 12-hour drive, we had to get straight to the hotel, shit, shower, and shave, and get up to the ball. And then we was at the ball for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, honey, before the children started carrying on and shut the ball down, honey. And we had to go back to our hotel room and gag. They towed the car in the morning, honey, and it was just a mess, honey. And then a long ride all the way back to New York, honey, and, you know, and now we're here. But I enjoyed myself from taking pictures and, you know, and seeing the children that I did see, honey, and using the opportunity to hit the bathroom a couple of times to think it was I definitely enjoyed myself. Okay. So I don't know where Miss Clark at, Miss Thang, why she's in my inbox and she's not on the phone, Miss Thang. But her fat ass is sitting over there listening to the motherfucking show, Miss Thang. But the bitch is staying in my motherfucking inbox. I don't understand why, Miss Thang. I guess she don't want to get up here when the girls come and read, honey, and tell why the ball in L.A., why one of her hospital ball in L.A. was shut down also, Miss Thang. So, I don't know, honey. But, Rodney, and I love your trophies. I definitely love your trophies. Oh, I see Michi is on the phone line. Michi, I see you there, Michi. We definitely gonna get to you, Michi. So you just hold on, Michi, honey. I don't know which ball got shut down quicker. Was it L.A. or was it Chicago? I don't know. Honey, but hold on. Let me bring Michi on the line. I'm going to bring Marcus on the line, and I'm also going to bring Michi on the line. Since Michi seemed like he was one of the promoters for L.A., it always was up for L.A., I'm going to bring Michi on the line, and I'm going to bring Marcus on the line. Marcus, you're live on the air. Michi, you're live on the air.
Hello, what's going on, Kelly, Rodney, Marcus? Hello, congratulations.
What's going on? Well, yeah. Kelly, since I was one of the hosts of the event, I definitely would like to personally thank everyone that came out to support us. Special shout out to Atlanta, North Carolina, DC, Philly, New York, OKI, even California was in the building, St. Louis. In Indiana, definitely sprinkle here from every city definitely came out, and I definitely appreciate the support. And I do remember faces, names, and actions, and I definitely know that if you guys got my love and appreciate you for everything that you guys did. He gave you tables like you asked. He gave you trophies like you asked. He gave you a PCB like you asked. He gave you A1 sound system equipment like you asked.
He
gave everything that he could give.
Yes, yes, they did. Y'all definitely did. That venue was definitely, even though I heard they said that the owner was carrying on, that venue was definitely a venue, bitch. Bitch, awards board tea. That's how big that motherfucking place was. And that's why everybody kept thinking, well, was it packed? And I kept telling the girl, you wouldn't know if that venue was packed unless it was 1,000 people or more in that venue to know that venue was packed. That's how big it was.
And the thing was, that's that owner's like first time renting, and as the event was going on, he saw that people were still coming. So he wanted to find a few little things, try to get us for some more money or different stuff like that. So when you have to support black owned establishments, the other ones are trying to get you sometimes, so it hinders you. I must applaud Marcus for being very professional, holding that man to standards and contracts that we have for him. But actually, I wanted to fill him in the face and have the ball be over, but I was like, okay, Marcus, remember that? I'll remember the good part, Everybody saw Marcus in the ground,
Kelly, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is that Rodney?
We can't hear Rodney at all.
Yeah.
I can't hear Rodney. Rodney, you go in and out there.
No, he sounds so low.
You hear me, Kelly?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, yeah, Marco had nothing to do with anything being shut down after 4 or 5 altercations, which I was actually surprised about because I normally don't have any problems or any issues with anybody at the bar, but when you have, power struggles and everybody thinking they the boss and stuff like that, it happens. And definitely Jack, knowing how I am, particularly I am about categories and reading. Thank you for reading every category. Thank you for going over the flyer and doing everything that I asked you to do. You came in the ball, a true professional. Marcus, take it away.
Oh, I missed what you said at the beginning, but we want to thank everyone for coming out from near and far. As I said online, Ronnie and I travel extensively to support other people and just kind of seeing the people that came from all over, from Buffalo and all these places. We really appreciate you guys coming to support us. Again, our attempts was to give you guys, the best of the best of everything, from the sound to Vaughn to Jack and everything. And for the most part, we can tell it was appreciated. We certainly, appreciate the 90% of you that came on your best behavior, especially after the events that have taken place recently. Our safety is your number one concern. our number one concern for our patrons. So, you know, we did what we could do, and we pushed through. You know, the venue owner said he wanted to fight me at one point, and I just, he's like, you can do what you want to do, but you're going to see what happens afterwards. And we did everything we could do. I won't get into the shady part yet. I'll just wait till the callers call in, and I'll address that. But to the naysayers, get a fucking life. Like, it's no shade. We didn't ask to have a ball in y'all city. We were approached about having a ball in your city. And our goal, we accomplished it. We brought people back to your city in ways that you guys haven't been able to do in a long time. And I hate that you feel some type of way. So you, by you staying home, didn't do anything, basically didn't affect us at all. We appreciate you staying home and keeping your negative attitude at home. And obviously you're not as powerful as you think you are. I'll address
the rest. Who stayed home, Marcus?
The Elons. It's no shade. The whole house of Elon. And I didn't have a problem with the house not coming. I had a problem with we inviting you to judge, and you accepted, and then you don't even call and say, I can't make it. And that's what made some of those D-listers be on the panel, as you called them, Kelly, because a lot of judges who confirmed, you know, we sent out very extensive judges' invitations. A lot of them confirmed, and, you know, I talked to them up until the ball, and then they're like, yeah, I'm coming, and they're nowhere near. You know, there were some people that let us know they weren't able to come, and I appreciate that so we can make alterations because a judge's panel can really make or break your ball. They can really make or break your ball. And when these people don't show up, it's like you want to have credible, recognizable, and reputable people on the panel, but you also don't want to shade someone's house because they're there and, you know, they want to have some type of representation as well. I certainly see both sides. But, I mean, how do we handle that in the future?
Hold on, y'all.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on fire.
Go ahead, Josh.
Hello.
Okay.
No, how far the phone? Maybe the phone hung up. I don't know what happened, honey. But go ahead. She's coming back.
Oh, okay. And then I would like to tell people that I don't know where people think that I'm unfair from, but in the history of any ball that I've been associated with, I have never, ever, ever overturned a chop. Even if I didn't agree with it, the chop was the chop. And I think, you know, even when my gay father was chopped, my house father was chopped, sorry, you know, because I respect the judges enough to respect their opinion. But you have to follow some type of protocol, you know, and hopefully everybody will, you know, as fair as everybody wants to be, let's just start being fair. So, you know, I would like to hear the people who, you know, have something to say, you know, to call in and, you know, voice their concerns or what they liked or what they didn't like. And, you know, because we can only take it as a learning experience. And hopefully Chicago can recover from this because although it wasn't the worst ball in Chicago, the expectations were so high. I was disappointed. Based on not being able to finish the ball. Because we've gone through much worse and still been able to finish the ball.
Who stole food off the table? Laura Laura said, let's talk about the house that stole that food off the table and didn't pay for the table. I'm trying to figure out what
happened.
Oh, you know about that?
Yes, we'll address that later.
Oh, dear. All little girl stole that chicken? That chicken was fat, bitch. I just stole it too. No shame. Miss Rice, Miss Rice, name on the table. I just took somebody's chicken too. That chicken was fat, Miss Tay. Okay. Anybody out there, if y'all want to talk, if y'all want to talk about the ball, honey, feel free to definitely press one. Everybody has so much to say, Miss Tay. The parking lot was definitely pumping afterwards, honey. Miss Alexis is talking about so much shit in my inbox, Miss Tay, and she said the lines is full now, and I call her, Miss Tay. And she answers the phone and then hang up, Miss Tay, once her intro gets played. I don't understand, Miss Tay. You're not gonna call her, Miss Alexis, because you don't want to hear them talk about how, you know, the ball in L.A. that Michi promoted for weeks, Miss Tay, without a commercial, went belly up.
I never promoted any ball. Thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, really?
Oh, Michi.
Oh, my God,
oh, Rodney,
Michi.
Rodney, I already know you are sitting over there cheesing, smiling, white, ear to ear. Okay, I'll give you that. Tens across the board. Cheese.
It went belly fly.
No,
they said it. They said it fly. The decorations was really lovely at the place.
Yeah, they did look nice.
The decorations are definitely fab.
And congratulations to the Escadas that won American and European Runway. Congratulations, Blair
Devon,
and Berlin.
Devon definitely looked good for Grand March.
She did.
Yes, she did.
The girls was gagging. They said they was there for LSS, and it was empty like cockroaches.
I applaud her. LSS was empty, too. Did she go ahead and start?
Well,
no.
The ball actually didn't start till about 3. No shame.
Oh.
Maybe about 3:15.
What time was that?
Oh, the ball started when I had just pulled up into New York. Hey,
so
man.
The ball was late. The people was late getting there. So of course they weren't going to start the ball without, you know, everybody being played. Tables were paid for. Houses weren't in representation yet. So, you know, I guess they were, you know, they want to accommodate, you know, Devon wants to accommodate everybody. But, you know, it was a lot to see. The ball was quite interesting. I just wish the West Coast would start being more bold and chopping more. Especially when you're having a category, when you have categories that are calling for you to bring it as a legend. Some of them probably weren't familiar with the legends. And it's just like, okay. Mm. Okay. But big shout out to the House of Revlon for, they came out and turned it. They made some noise. They got two female figures that goes off. And that one that battled Ginger, legendary Ginger Mizrahi.
Excuse me?
Huh?
Excuse me?
Excuse me. But the girl who battled Ginger Mizrahi, the Revlon, I can't remember her name, big up, she battled down with Ginger. That little new girl, no shame. She's going to be a fierce bitch if she keeps it going.
Mm.
She battled down with Ginger, no shame. She gave, Ginger was not ready for her at all. No shame.
So who was?
Ginger, of course, won. The battle.
Of course.
That category,
what you mean?
Actually was the last. Don't say of course, because actually she would have had to battle Ninja, and Ninja. The whole thing. Okay, if you want to look at the category based off of what it was calling for, grand prize, Ninja Blahnik, or excuse me, what's his new name now? I forget. But ex Ninja Garcon, now Blahnik. His production, his look, everything was $500. And he was judging based off of that $500. His Vogue, down. So that was it. There was some discrepancies with the category with Thug Realness, Legendary Thug Realness. There was a discrepancy with Legendary Sex Siren. Divine questioned Father Trey Rodeo, that he would not let question him being legendary for Butch Queen Sex Siren. So that was a little discrepancy there. He comes out and walks to get his kids, then she stops and questions, says, are you legendary for Butch Queen Sex Siren? As far as I knew, Trey, Father Trey, is legendary for Butch Queen Sex Siren. Maybe Rodney knows, Kelly.
Trey who?
Father Trey Rodeo.
I don't know who that is.
silent Trevor there.
I don't know who that is. And I guess Rodney don't either because he ain't seen nothing.
Rodney?
Yeah, I know who Trigger is, but I mean the legendary sex I report, I didn't get that.
Where is Divine? Where the fuck is Divine at?
She's drawing her knife. Don't show it.
So why did the ball get shut down after Ginger and that child battled?
Well, the ball got shut down because it was 7 o'clock in the morning, and around the corner from the ball at the other after-hour spot, they had just had a shooting. So the police were shut down, everything, I guess, around the area. That's what the security guard was telling us when we were standing outside. So they shut the ball down. Like they wouldn't even let them finish the $500 performance category at all. Security was like, no. Nisha started back chanting. Security put the flashlight on them, gave them, yo, cut it. Cut the music off now.
Mm-mm.
Was the security by the venue or was it by the bar?
Yeah,
band?
The security and the venue is all ran by the same people.
Monopoly
fees. Yeah. Very much. It's a motorcycle club, I believe. Regular.
Was it the same place the Cornball was at that last time I was there? It looked like.
No. Uh-uh. Cornball was at the community center. This was actually at.
That was the community center.
It was the same place the Legends Ball was at, I think, the year before last. Because we wasn't at the hotel one of those years. But every year that the Legends Ball or the Awards Ball was, telling Rodney was here, it was in that same venue. That one is at the hotel, but that little warehouse-like venue.
Oh, okay.
The Tennessee Compton. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. The place where it's two sides.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Oh, it looks different.
It is different. But again, I don't know. I mean, I just feel a lot of people should have been chopped if they let through. I chopped some people. They robbed somebody back because they said it was water on the floor. It's $500 performance. You slipped. I'm sorry, sweetie. No shade. Stop.
But girls, please stop hitting me up in my inbox. It was nobody credible at the ball in L.A. to deem Ginger legendary, and no one in ballroom is going to be deemed legendary for the next 3 years. This is what I'm getting from the committee, okay? So please, and I thank you. What? Why y'all kidding? Press one then. Maybe if you don't like my tone, press one. Honey.
So who pulled the fire alarm in Chicago?
They said Marco.
I mean, one thing I was... No, it wasn't Marco because the child was running down the hallway after the fire alarm was pulled.
Who?
Somebody saw the child.
Who?
Well, the tea I got was they said it was a prodigy child.
Yeah.
I was back there by the bathroom, back by the hall that pulled the fire alarm.
There was no fire alarm. Can we get that straight? That was not a fire alarm.
Let me tell you something, okay? It wasn't a fire alarm. It wasn't a fire alarm that was pulled. Somebody accidentally pushed the emergency exit door, honey, and it was not a prodigy. It wasn't a prodigy that did it.
Right.
But I know who did do it.
Somebody was probably trying to sneak in or sneak out, and they gagged when all that sound went off like that.
Actually, what happened was the girls overflooded the bathroom, Miss Faye, and they couldn't get into the bathroom to get their bump, Miss Faye. So the girl opened the door, Miss Faye, to go out the door, Miss Faye, to have their bump outside, Miss Faye, honey, and the alarm went off.
Okay, Kelly, well, who was it then?
I keep that to myself.
I heard they ran out of the ball.
No, they were selling the ball. They ran out. They ran out the front door. They say they didn't run out the front door. They actually walked out the front door, and then after all the commotion happened, they came back inside. But you know, I'll keep that one to myself.
Oh. Okay.
Hold on, y'all. We got a caller. Before I take this caller, I want to say congratulations to the new legend, Marquise Prodigy, for definitely winning the $1,000 streetwear and being the first $1,000 streetwear winner. 267-307, you're live on the air. 267-307, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Yes.
Congratulations to Father Q, Ms. Rahi, for winning Best Dress for the 250. Congratulations to Jermail Chanel from North Carolina for winning School Board Realness for the $250.
Yes, work, Jermail.
Congratulations to, it was two Ms. Rahi that won the 250 for New Performance. And congratulations to Ming and Gigi Chanel for winning Female Fake Face for the $250.
I heard it was some tea with that, too.
What tea did you hear? What did you hear, Kelly?
What was that category calling for?
Nope.
It was calling for an over-the-top gown that you would see at Continental. The Continental pageant, which is like the world's most, you know, renowned, you know, transgender pageant.
I heard that the girls didn't see the Chanel dresses that won.
Who you heard that from?
I don't know. That was floating around in the atmosphere.
Well, the winners are the winners. We can't change that.
Eddie. Bitch. I don't know why the pageant
girls... They still won. Congratulations.
I don't know why the pageant girls
didn't
come out.
No, we didn't want pageant girls to come out. They still had to have face. The category was face.
But I don't know why none of these girls ain't going to the pageant
gown.
Girls and borrow some of their dresses with them. Because, bitch,
hold on. Most girls are going to let you borrow their pageant gowns. Those dresses are thousands of dollars.
But, baby, if we was going.
Hours of beating and stoning.
And we was going on those dresses. Hold on. Here we go. Now you want to come on?
Who is that, Alexa?
Excuse me.
Hello?
What happened?
Hey. Chill.
There was a discrepancy about
No. What we're not going to do. Okay, we have a Chanel representative that sits on this panel, and what we're not going to do is have her sit on the phone line, and when we bring up Chanel, then she wants to press 1 for the father to come on the phone line.
Damn skippity. I can come on.
What we not
anything.
What we not
I talk.
Going to do.
I can
okay.
talk. That's
well,
what,
you,
that's what we can
you,
do.
Since you and your
since
mother
here,
since
up?
You and your mother since you and your mother is on the line, and I know why she didn't come on the line and why she doesn't want to come on the line, because she's not ready for me to shake the motherfucking table. But bitch, so I'm going to shake the motherfucking table, okay? So now Miss Clark, let's go.
There's nothing to shake, and actually she's on the phone.
Oh, she's not coming on the phone?
No, she's not, but I'm
here,
so what's up?
So since you on the phone, honey, you know, and I told her she shucked the table with the Mizrahis last week, and I want to tell everybody, yes, okay, welcome home to my father, welcome home to myself. Welcome home to DeAsia. Now let's shake the motherfucking table, Miss Day, on why Dee Dee doesn't see motherfucking the new mother look as being Mother Chanel, Miss Day. Let's shake the table while Quincy left and was a 007, Miss Day, for a hot hour, Miss Day, but now he's back, Miss Day, and everything. Miss Clark, I don't want the father. I want whatever she are, the PR representative.
Well, speaking for Alexis, because
no, I don't want. Why she can't speak for herself?
No.
She's been shaking everybody.
No, you want to shake the table?
She's been shaking everybody's motherfucking table. She's been shaking everybody's motherfucking table for the longest. Now we're shaking back to her motherfucking table, and now she wants to sit the front of the three.
But there's nothing to. But there's nothing to shake because, I mean, houses go through there. You know, they're ups and downs. It was just a little thing going on. It's all worked out. Everybody's happy. So what's the issue?
Everybody happy?
Now back to the dresses confrontation about that. It was grand prize.
You're not gonna give us what your mother gave us on the aftermath last week Wednesday mistake. When Quincy voted over the two Chanel boys for his ex house members in that battle for that coin for tag team performance.
Okay.
You're not.
As I said, everything is worked out. There's no complaints. There's nothing wrong, and there's nothing going on in the house of Chanel.
Well, there was a lot of complaints on Wednesday when it was a tie. Quincy had to break the tie.
Okay, well, that was Wednesday at a deluxe ball.
When he voted over his new kids.
Okay, it was something that went on. And you vote, how many of your house members voted over your kids?
Oh no.
Exactly.
No.
So,
we don't do that.
You know, houses go through their thing. Yo, yes, you all do that.
No, we don't.
Yes, you all do that, trust me.
No, we don't.
What's going on, y'all?
No,
trust
the
me.
only people over here that's allowed to vote over anybody and that's allowed to vote over Mrs. is myself, Andrea Jack. It doesn't happen.
Well, others have done it, trust me, I've seen it.
It doesn't.
I've been at a bar where they've done it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Alexis don't want to talk now, Miss Thing.
Anyway, back to the dresses issue. I mean, their grand prize. If the judges had, if they wanted to chop, they could have chopped, but they didn't. So obviously,
they did want to chop, but they didn't want to argue.
That's what
I was told.
And if they didn't see it, that's what they should have did. But oh well,
they said
Chanel,
they didn't
want to
argue.
Prize.
They said they didn't want to argue and get it to
oh,
argue.
Well,
oh no, it's
grand prize, Chanel.
And they got their money.
Grand prize, Chanel. But since we're on it. What's the tea with that Scotta chopping my house numbers? What's going on with that?
Let's make it hot. I was waiting for somebody
Father
to bring
Daddy
it up.
And Scotta,
Danny?
Father Daddy and Scotta got a text from my girlfriend, Ms. Laura Spears, and said to chop, mistaken, he chopped. What the fuck?
Danny didn't chop nobody because he didn't know who was Chanel and who wasn't. He's from Texas. He's from Baltimore. He didn't know. Y'all act like y'all had...
He didn't know six members of the house of Chanel. So you telling me he didn't know six members in my house, then he didn't know they were Chanel.
He lives in Texas, and it is no shade. The only person he might
okay,
know
well,
was Laura.
Okay. Auntie Kelly, you can put me back on hold. Thank you.
I'm with your mother.
Well, let me go ahead and address this. Mind you,
well, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead and address it, Marcus. We're going to put them back on hold and say,
who actually counts how many people one house chopped. Also, let's remember, it was a team performance. So when Kurt got chopped, Kurt was just on a team. Logo Mizrahi was chopped. And Kurt Chanel happened to be on his team. Oh, well, he just didn't know. You cannot claim shade when somebody don't know you. It's not shade. He just didn't see it. Now, let's talk about why Derek chopped Lala.
So are the Scotts not allowed to chop the Chanels? I'm confused.
What do you mean, are they allowed to chop? If they're allowed to chop, whoever's up there, I'm going to respect their opinion. But he wasn't chopping a Chanel. He was chopping somebody he didn't see. He didn't know what house there was in it. What's wrong with that?
I mean, it really shouldn't matter what house you're in. If you don't see it, you don't see
right.
it.
Right, he didn't know. That's like... Michi, that's like me coming to California and I chopped 10 ebonies and everybody tell me it was shade. I didn't know it was ebony. They just happened to be 10 ebonies.
But again, it doesn't matter. Why should it matter what house anybody's in? If you don't see it, you don't see it. And that's the problem I was having
last
time.
Well, right.
That's what was irritating the fuck out of me last time on that panel. I was irritated because everybody was acting like they did not want to chop. Then when we chopped people, they couldn't hear my horn. I mean, a couple times I had to like blow the horn like, like hella times, just so they can hear. I'm hello.
Some people falls drinking.
I mean, it's no shade. It was not. I don't believe anybody was up there. I don't believe Father Danny Escada was up there intentionally chopping anybody just to play politics, because to whatever. We had members walking. He really was judging, you know, his critical way, as he always does. I'm sorry. You know, some other people were up there judging, you know, from what I hear, because I didn't get to see a lot of the ball, a lot of people were judging on a major scale, because this was a major ball with major cash. Now, some things I didn't necessarily, once I saw things, I didn't necessarily agree with, but I'm going to always respect the judge's decisions. That's what we've agreed to do. And it was what it was. And contrary to popular belief, after Derek chopped Lala, there was no way she was coming back. It was a chop. Sorry. I will never overrule a judge's chop, ever.
My husband was on Lala's team, and I didn't even raise a fuss.
It was what it was. That was it is what it is. I hate to say that, and I didn't even get to see the performance. I don't know if it was a warranted chop or not. I don't personally care. That Marcus, at that point, was the Marcus the promoter, not Marcus Escada.
The Chanel's get real testy when it comes to a chop, Miss Day.
Well, and you know what? Like, I think this is the problem. I think when it comes down to, and that is just not the Chanel's, because it's a lot of people. And even my house, my house kind of got upset when Lala was chopped. And I understand that. She's one of our more notable members, you know. And, you know, we thought she brought it at an elevated game. It is what it is. Sometimes we miss the mark. That's part of ballroom. There's nothing you really can do about it. Sometimes you're going to win when you ain't supposed to win, and sometimes you're going to lose when you ain't supposed to lose. And unfortunately, until we figure out a master plan, you know, because everybody's opinion is just that of their opinion. And I'm not upset about anything. I wish people would, like, stop saying that, because the Escadas probably were treated the worst at the ball. The Escadas and the Prodigies were probably treated the worst at the ball. They got no preferential treatment, because we would never want it to come off like that.
Oh shit! My girlfriend Miss Laura Spears, said she texted Derek and Amaya to chop Lala.
I mean, well, tell Laura when we find out who she is, we'll get one back to her house.
Okay, did you hear that, Laura? She inboxed me in the chat room, honey, and I'll be sworn on it.
Laura, hit me up.
Baby.
Yeah. So we do want to congratulate our winners from the Legends Ball. Congratulations to legendary Tyra Ebony for Female Figure Best Dress.
Tyra Ebony, who's that?
Oh, don't try it. Don't mind my
Tyra
Supreme Ebony?
Yeah.
Oh, Tyra Supreme. Tyra Supreme, Kelly.
Oh. Okay, you gotta say that. You gotta put that Supreme in there, baby. Because when you say that, baby, I'm thinking you already made somebody new legend, honey. You gotta say Tyra Supreme.
You are not going to sit there and give that.
No, baby, because you have to. You have to, because, bitch, you say Tyra Supreme. When you say Tyra, I'm like, okay, Tyra Ebony from out there. Who's Tyra Ebony? This legendary. You said Supreme. I know who you're talking about. Okay, go ahead.
But we do want to give congratulations to Tyra Supreme Ebony. Legendary Tyra Supreme Ebony for best dress. Big shout out to my godson. He bowed down. Amoya Revlon made us know it on that panel. He really brought realness with a twist, and then came back to open all performance and really showed his ass out. So big ups to him. Congratulations to Milan for $1,000 sex siren came to the building.
Who else wore it?
Milan, Dino, George,
Bruce
Donald Redmond. And another cowboy sex siren child. Who, Marcus?
Bruce didn't walk.
Bruce was not in the building.
Oh, okay.
Bruce wasn't in the building. So
that would have been a cute rematch between Milan and Bruce. Remember that in Vegas? It was a tie?
Yeah, the Vegas.
That
would have
been
a
cute battle.
Well, Milan's effect, no shade, that effect was over.
Well, congratulations, Milan. Another
$1,000. You know, he popped through, snatched the $1,000, and was out the building. So congratulations to him. Also,
because bitch, when I tell you I'm going to go here, bitch, I'm going to go here.
Also, congratulations to legendary father George Mizrahi for legendary sex siren. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to the Scottish for Runway.
Oh, you gonna say their names too? You gonna say their name? Congratulations,
Berlin and Blair. I don't know which one had on the red and black, but no shade, Marcus.
That was Berlin.
Berlin should have been chopped.
No shit.
But it was grand prize.
No. It wasn't. Berlin can walk, but Berlin almost tripped over her effect coming up, and I blew my horn, and they paid it, and it was like, and I'm like, okay.
I know, bitch.
Everybody,
blew my horn, bitch.
In my view, she almost tripped right in front of the panel, further down from where I was sitting, and I looked down like, wow, really?
Maybe your eyes fell. She might have tripped. Maybe your eyes fell down.
No, this is for a coin, so I'm gonna pay very close attention. And Devon had already
cried. Maybe while you were taking your ball, maybe your eyes fell down.
Actually, sweetie, no. Actually, Marcus, correction, sweetie, I did not take any bumps while I was sitting at the ball. Actually, I don't even bump, but I did, no shade, I did take me a trip to Lake Tahoe on Saturday night on the 16th floor at the Hilton Hotel. Fabulous time. Thank you to my nephews. Wonderful evening. And everyone that came and party with us. So, and it did snow down up in there.
Meet you.
Yeah.
So you said you were judging. I thought you were going to be on the mic. Who's actually on the mic at the function?
Ronnie, I never was going to be on the mic. You're trying it because you already know me and you had this whole debate for the past 2 days, and we were going back and forth. Jack did not show up, Ronnie. Thank you. Congratulations. Here's across the board for T. The gap was there. Eniche did a great job commentating the whole ball by himself. You know, he carried it out. He carried it out. You know, he pushed it. He went ahead and did the best he could. So, you know, props out to Eniche, you know, for that. Also, legendary mother, lovely Revlon.
John, what time are we
on this? Also, Adrian Revlon. For bringing us a legend for realness.
You said lovely one what?
Lovely one, legendary realness.
What a car park.
Is there a discrepancy, Kelly?
No.
You sure? Because you kind of, you froze there for a minute.
No, I have no discrepancies, honey. I'm just here, honey. I'm just on the phone lines, honey. I'm just here.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah.
So meet you.
Yes, Rodney.
For the realness category, they had to bring it like the legends. Did some people, because you were saying there was a discrepancy with that.
So the discrepancy was, the category was they were to bring it as the legend. When they're paying homage to the legends and icons of the ballroom community. So you had to bring it as your legend icon and with their picture, and the picture that you have, you had to bring it with that look, but recreate it. So RJ walked Thug Realness, and he did Father Nico Chanel. In the picture, Nico had on a black tee with the chain, and then he had on a black and red LA hat. So RJ007 had on the black tee with the chain with the white and black Baltimore hat.
Hold on,
so
is this the same RJ that was in Chicago?
Yeah, he went right back.
Workout RJ, you know what? Like, you went from Chicago back to home. You supported both balls. Work the fuck out. Shout out.
So, he's not going to Chicago, Marcus, back.
Oh, shit.
How the fuck did he get from fucking Chicago to LA and still make the fucking ball?
Because it's only three hours.
There was different days, Kelly.
3.5 hour flight.
Because he plans, Kelly. He plans his flight out. That's what happened.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. The ball was on Sunday. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
So RJ. So Devon told RJ, you know, no. Pretty much. Okay. No shade. The panel gave him 10. Devon called him back out on it and was like, no, 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 because his hat was white and black. And she said he had to bring the same colors, but it didn't have to be the same hat. Like, if it was a red and black Miami Heat hat, so forth and so on. But he still had to say, keep the hat red and black. It did not have to be the L.A. hat. So RJ's argument was, well, you never stated that I had to bring the same colors. You only said, it said on the flyer that they had to bring it as a legend but recreate the look. His recreation was a different color fitted cap.
It did say bring this exact look. It said recreate, so he was absolutely right.
Exactly. And that's what Lovely was arguing, as well as RJ was arguing, that, you know, was right. So then Devon was like, well, you know, no shade. You did walk out here. And, you know, but, you know, with the category asked for, you know, such and such, you know, she stuck to her gun still. And she was like, you know, come get the trophy. Come get the trophy. So RJ went to go walk. Lovely put her hand out. She said, no, no. We don't want that. He don't need that. He don't need that. And that was that. RJ never took the trophy.
So was that category for cash?
It was part of the lottery. They had a lottery. When they draw a ticket for $1,000, which was Kendall Chanel won the lottery raffle ticket for $1,000.
So what category did he win?
Kendall won runway. Bring it as a legendary. Bring it as a legend. Runway, female figure runway, and she did Gia. So
congratulations, Kendall.
But no shade. Kendall did not. Kendall's walk wasn't there for me, no shade. I'm not even. No, because Kendall comes down. No shade. She is.
So every category had a chance at $1,000?
Yeah, but they had to have a lottery ticket, though.
It was like Howard's ball.
Right, so every category was like, oh, y'all should have been judging real hard then, because anybody could have got the $1,000.
Thank you. But see, you can't be the only person chopping, because then everybody gonna be, you know, I'm gonna be the bad guy.
Right, gonna start chopping your house, exactly. I feel your sentiments. I feel you.
Yeah,
that's why you tell your kids to walk first.
Like, it seemed like, you know, me and Fee was like the main ones, like looking and chopping and like. I was like, wow.
Oh,
like
shit.
That.
Laura said, can you tell Michi late ass to shut the fuck up with that LA recap bullshit? Hey, can we please get back to Chicago?
Tell that Aga I said to shut the fuck up.
Why do y'all keep saying that? I don't believe that at all.
Believe what?
I don't believe
the person y'all accusing to be Laura Spears is that person, because Laura Spears would not know all those people from North Carolina like that, who y'all are claiming it to be. I believe that is false tea.
Who do you think we claim it to be? Because I'm going off of a message that I saw in my own eyes and some tea that it was clogged.
Y'all talk about Kitty Balenciaga?
That's who's been accused of it, but yeah. Kitty ain't been to North Carolina but maybe two times. She would not know these people
in
North Carolina.
But I can promise y'all that Miss Laura Spears is not Kitty mistake. Miss Laura Spears is at that ball in Chicago. She is definitely a Chicago native.
So there you have it, folks. Kelly knows exactly who it is.
Oh no, I don't know exactly who it is, but I know she's from the Chicago. I don't know exactly who she is,
girl.
I think, but I know she's a Chicago girl. I know that much.
Be right back. I'm crossing over to Overpass.
And definitely big shout-out to the House of Mizza. They are bringing out a lot of new talent to the West Coast, and they are in rare form. Oh, who was whistling? Is that you, Kay?
It was.
Were you whistling just now directly, Mother?
No. Not me.
So can we get to the madness now?
Yes, who stole that food off the table?
Amaya Revlon, please call in. We want to talk about your judging. Derek, please call in. Who else did I have a problem with?
Money.
Oh, also congratulations to Kiva Mizrahi for $1,000 face, open off face.
Oh, congratulations, Kiva.
Where, Kiva, for definitely winning that $1,000, honey?
That's the one that used to be a con?
Yeah.
Yeah, her and Derek in the final battle.
Yeah, honey.
She sat Derek Chanel.
Oh, where?
Derek Chanel from where?
From VA. From
VA, honey.
Oh, wow.
Where?
Derek was out in L.A. Congratulations.
Yes, the LA's was out there. The LA, the Chanel's was out there supporting Devon. They was definitely out there, honey. Baby, work Mrs. for definitely sending that Chanel, honey. The Mrs. definitely have been sending the Chanel's for the last 2 weekends.
Yes, Mrs. honey. Mrs. is in the place, honey. Sending the Chanel's right where they need to be at, back to their table. Honey, how you doing?
Oh, congratulations to Marcus Mizza for streetwear and sneaker. And his another Mizza, they walk. Wonderful effect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a big juice, Miss Sag, honey.
Thank you.
It is a big juice.
The PR representative got sat last week by the daughter, honey. Then the daughter sends the father this weekend, honey, in L.A., honey. It's a big juice, honey. The bitches better bring it when the Mizrahi's in the building.
Wow.
Yes, honey, how y'all doing? Ooh. Miss Day, wait till Miss Alexis gets sad again, Miss Day, honey. It's gonna be two snaps and hold on, oh wait, hold on. Chanel representatives.
this Father Derek Chanel.
Hey,
I don't want you, Derek. I want the PR representative.
I was told I was summoned.
No,
yes,
no,
yes,
you was not summoned, Derek. I'm not at you or country. I want that other bitch that's over there on the fucking phone. That's who I want. So, bitch, you need to come out of fucking hiding, bitch. Stop motherfucking hiding, bitch, before I come over there, take the 3 train to Brooklyn, bitch. Stop hiding. Okay, that bitch gonna gag, Mistake. You gonna do this on this show, Mistake, or we gonna do this on tape the next time you come out, bitch? Stop playing with me, bitch.
Oh. Well, can I finish my part?
No, let Derek talk. Cause Derek called in, but that's who I want. Go ahead, Derek. I want her, Mistake. She playing with me, Mistake. I'm gonna get you on tape so good, bitch. You gonna gag, Mistake, girl. Bitch, you better come up on this phone and let's do this.
I called in because they said Marcus asked me to call in, so I called in.
Yes. Hello, brother.
What's going on, Marcus?
Nothing. I just wanted us to talk. You know, we didn't get to talk off air and after numerous requests. So I would like to, you heard my side. I would love to hear your side of how you felt Saturday night at the ball.
Okay. Well, this is how I felt Saturday night at the ball. Put that on mute because I can't hear it. This is how I felt Saturday night at the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, Everything was going cool. All the judges were up there. There was no issues. There was no, you know what I'm saying, no problems, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Some Chanel's got chopped. Chanel's were getting chopped all the night. We probably was the house that took the most chops that night. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make an issue, nor did my house make an issue. We didn't say anything. We didn't approach any judges. My kids are not trained that way. If a child gets chopped, you know what I'm, we'll talk to that parent after the ball. You know what I'm saying? We sat there. They chopped Chanel's all night. However, when one person from the House of Escada comes out, the performance was not up to par in my perspective. I chopped and I was approached by the entire House of Escada. I had already talked to Tio, who was standing right behind me. I told Tio, Tio asked me, brother, why did he chop? I told Tio from the beginning, I said, I'll talk to you after the category is over. Still like, cool, no, you know what I'm saying, no problems. We'll discuss it after that. Then that's when Charmaine and the fella and all the rest of the Ascotas wanted to stand up and they wanted to continue to talk. They wanted to continue to yell and they wanted to continue to approach me. And that's when the issues came in apart. So they acted, we reacted.
Okay. Well, first I would like to apologize to you on behalf of the House of Ascotas for you being approached. To let you know, I did bring that up as an issue in regards to, you know, a parent going to speak to the judge. Now, I think what it was the precedence was already set that night because a lot of chops were questioned. You know, parents were, and I don't necessarily have a problem with that. I have more of a problem with kids following behind trying to, you know, it comes off as a form of intimidation when actually you and Charmaine could have spoken, you know, Teal, you know, because it may have been a discrepancy about the effects or things like that. So on behalf of the house, I would like to apologize about that. Now, Derek, this is where I had the issue.
Right.
To keep the ball to go on, did I not ask you to get up and I move you to the other end of the panel where you would have been opposite of the Ascotas so we could continue the ball?
I'm not going to do my fingers.
To be honest with you, I don't recall you asking me to move to another side of the panel. But look, this is my opinion on that because I heard that as well. But this is my opinion on that. If I'm up there and I'm judging the ball, then I shouldn't have to move because a house feels a certain kind of way and a house is approaching me. Nobody's going to intimidate me. Nobody's going to make me move. So I wasn't going to move if you did ask me. I don't recall, but I wasn't going to move.
I couldn't move my house table. I could have them stand back. But I think the problem was, from what was explained to me, was that they were making comments like, oh, that was fierce, he's late, you know, blah, 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 which obviously that can be annoying when you're sitting there judging. You can hear, when you're judging, you're put in a spotlight and you're put in a position of, you know, to be kind of, to have your decisions kind of ridiculed. So to prevent that, because I already knew the tension was high, you know, the easiest thing would have been done was I wasn't trying to take any power away from you to move your seat from one end of the panel to the other and whoever was on the other end to move to this one to where it would have been the same thing. You just wouldn't have had to hear the backlash of what people were going to say because everybody's going to comment when you're judging. It happens to everybody.
And I'm not arguing that fact. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't recall you asking me to move, but it wasn't the fact of them saying whatever, you know what I'm saying, them saying that they were
late. But you said you were going to do it regardless. It was a threat
that they were making, saying what they were going to do. So if you're going to say what you're going to do, then I want you to do it.
You knew
that's
my house wasn't
going to
do anything at my ball. I think you knew that. They weren't going to do anything at my ball.
Your house approached me. Your house walked up on me. Not just one member, not just one, not two. It was more than that. And then that's when I stood up.
Right,
nobody,
and that's
nobody,
when your house
nobody,
member
nobody
approached us. And I,
absolutely.
And I explained
that's
to you that
to every action deserves a reaction. Am I right? I mean, if any other judge was up there, they would have the same thing. Any other judge would have reacted the same way. No, I'm not about to sit down and say, oh, okay, I'm going to pay this. No, I'm going to pay this. Ain't nobody finna sit up there and take that bullshit and sit there and say they're just going to pay it. If you're gonna act the way you're going to act, I'm going to give you what you want. That's what you want, then that's what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
I think they were looking for more of an explanation.
You said your part. I said mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like you said, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's gonna take that. They're not. You know what I'm saying? When my kids got chopped, I didn't approach anybody. I didn't walk up on no panels. It was what it was. But when Lala got chopped, nobody should have approached me. If the parents wanted to talk to me and find out why she got chopped, then they should have done it that way, like Tio did, the correct way.
Right, and you told them that you'd give an answer. But, you know, that's kind of something. Derek, I've seen you storm a panel before and ask, demand to know why was they chopped. So, I mean, and Charmaine is a father in our house.
I'm a parent.
He had more
I'm
than, you know. Right.
It was, and you're missing the point.
No,
it wasn't just
Charmaine. Charmaine is a leader in the House of Ascotas as well.
Like I just said, it wasn't just Charmaine. It was more than just Charmaine.
At the beginning, or did they do that once? You're missing that part. I'm aggressive. No, I heard you say that part, but I was kind of standing up there at that point because the other part too was at that particular moment the police were already there because they had to come and respond to the motion detector being touched. So it was kind of like it was that really wasn't a big thing, but it turns big because the police were already there on the premise. You know, we probably
were
able to calm everybody down.
If you do recall, Marcus, after that even happened, after that whole altercation even happened, I sat back down in my chair, and then it was all over. Y'all could continue with the ball, and then they started again.
No, that didn't happen. Nobody ever sat back down because that's when Tanya was up there saying, "Eric, you stop category from the wall."
Your phone breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Hello.
I guess we lost her.
Marcus, hold on. Let me get back to the switchboard because Marcus said he was going through a tunnel or something. Hold on. Oh, yeah, Marcus' call is dropped. Hold on. Let me get Marcus back up on the phone lines. Hold on. Marcus' call had dropped. Hold on, y'all. Let me get him back.
You're quiet as it's kept. Kelly, I see you Labor Day weekend. We can end the Mrs. Chanel streak then.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Baby, well, I don't know what to tell you, honey. Hold on, let me. Marcus is back. I don't think that's gonna happen either.
Hi, Derek.
Go ahead, Marcus. You're back.
Okay, but I mean, Derek, I just feel like that small incident blew up to something really big, and there was already tension in the building. The Escadas wanted to come back and show that yes, we are still here and we are playing. We're gonna come play in major arenas, and we're coming to play. We don't have out of members, and we're going to start recruiting a little more because it seems as though, and I'm going to pick this up in Chicago, it seems as though the only way you're going to be respected is if you have a million members, like a lot of members. We're going to never be that house that has a member for every category that's in the ballroom scene, but when we do come out, we want to make sure that they are at least contenders. And, I guess I'll go into the point that I feel about
what
Chicago.
What they got to do with anything, though? I don't understand what they got
to do with you. I'm just talking about Chicago in general now. I think you took offense to my comment, second-string judges. I wasn't just referring to you. And I wasn't upset at y'all because – no. Let me say this. I was upset that out of the 20-something judges that me and Rodney invited – Rodney, how many would you say actually – all of them accepted, and how many people showed up, Rodney? Five?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Maybe five? So it was kind of like, how do I say this? For that amount of money, there should have been, what's the word, more experienced judges because of the tension that could take place. Money brings out the worst in people sometimes. It can really tear people up. So we really wanted really experienced people, because even for the fashion categories, if not, those boys could have easily spent $700, $800, $900 on a pair of jeans, and although the category was only for $1,000, to only be judged by someone who didn't even know fashion and didn't know what they were wearing and didn't even care to know what they were wearing. So we really worked hard, and I want to thank the judges that actually kept their word and came, because that actually, judges can actually ruin your ball. I felt like we prepped, our judges to judge. They get any judge that has ever judged anything I've had, they get an invitation, and it actually says, this is what's going on, the promoters are going to back you, you don't have to worry about anybody coming to you by the chop or having to be fought, but in return, I want you to make sure you understand what every category means. You don't know when you're judging, it's up to chance, so I want you to understand every category and study weeks in advance. It's almost like you're preparing for every category when you're judging. Judging is a privilege and not a right. And when we're forced to put people on the panel because they may not be prepped the way that we wanted them to be prepped, it's open up to interpretation, i.e., complementing effects doesn't mean identical. That does not mean that. So, and, those are things that we can kind of, when we have prepared judges who understand our categories and know what we're looking for, it leads to less discrepancy. So I don't want you to think I was just referring to you. I was referring to really 90% of everybody, because 90% of the people that judge weren't scheduled to judge. And that's
well,
I'm gonna say it like this.
I'm gonna say it like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with nobody. You know what I'm saying? I've heard all the comments. I've heard all of the D strings and the second strings and the third and fourth strings. I done heard all them bullshit ass reads and all that bullshit. And I done heard the for every one of you chop, I'm gonna chop three. I done heard all that bullshit. But what I'm saying at the end of the day is, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't control who you ask the judge and who came to the ball. What I can control is my members that came to your ball and my members that support your ball and my members that support anybody else that we go to. You know what I'm saying? That's what I can control. What I can control is I've been a father since 2007, actually. And all these issues about D strings and second strings and third and fourth strings.
I never said D string. I never said D, lister, anything like that. That's what Kelly said.
Regardless of how it was said, it was said.
Well, no, I think you should understand. What does second string mean?
Oh, wait, hold on. I only repeat what I hear the girl say at the ball.
And from what I remember, no names were said. As a whole, to me, the second panel was
if you want to get technical,
they wasn't really talking about you. They was mostly talking about Amaya.
I understand that piece, but I also heard I've read some other shit too. You know what I'm saying? Like the girls want to, you know, get like they're trying to portray it one way, and then it's actually portrayed in those social media websites and those social media groups in a whole different light. My thing is, I'm not a fake phony bitch, so don't be fake and phony with me, and that goes to anybody.
So, who was that toward?
That goes to anybody. I'm just putting it out there. I'm 100 with everybody, so I expect everybody to be 100 with me.
Well, the only problem I had, and again, I felt though, after the fact, you chopped Lala out of retaliation. I can only take your word for it. It didn't matter.
You need to watch the clip. You need to watch the clip. I've seen Lala vote way better than that. You need to watch the clip. I'm from the Midwest.
I've seen a lot of people vote better than what they did that night. I was disappointed in the performance altogether. That's why I'm not interested in doing that category again. I am interested in letting Tug Realness walk for that $1,000. But performance, they have a million shots.
But you talk about judges. You talk about judges and the judges that you had up there, but if you really think about it, the only people that were chopping, the people that should have been chopped for their effects or people that chopped for their performance that should have been chopped was myself, Amaya, and Danny. We were the only three that were chopping. Everybody else was. Everybody else had those. Hold on.
Right.
Everybody else was scared punk bitches because they didn't want to chop, is what I'm saying.
Well, right.
So
I mean, that's why I've always done
the whole. You put me up
right. Well, and Derek, you have to remember, I'm the same person that has fought for you to be able to judge the Escada balls and things like that. I don't have a problem with you judging. I have a problem with anybody who does things in retaliation. You saying it wasn't, okay, I have to respect that. But I want you to understand, no matter even if it was retaliation, your chop was still going to stand. If you'd have stood up at the ball and said, he wouldn't have sex with me last week, and I'm chopping him, I still would have let your chop stood because I don't overturn chop. You could have stood
all
up and said it.
All you got to do is watch the clip. I'm one of the type of parents, if my kids go out there and they don't do what they're supposed to do, or if they go out there and they didn't look the way that they're supposed to look, I'm not going to be fake or
so
funny with them.
So who was counting how
them,
many Chanel Danny chops? Who was actually keeping track of that?
Keeping track of what?
Keeping track of how many Chanel's you do realize Danny didn't know who most of them were, right? Like, he probably didn't know they were Chanel.
Marcus. I don't got nothing to do with that. I don't know how many Chanel's were shopped or how many the numbers were. I got to the ballet.
I didn't even know y'all had six people walk performing.
Yeah, we did. We had more than 50
people
at the ball performing.
Right. I missed most of the ball. I was at the door. So, I mean,
right.
I only came over there
and
when there
saw,
was,
you
know, you
saw when I came into the ball. I came into the ball late, so you saw what time I got there. So what happened prior to me getting there, I don't know. Like I said, the chops that happened before I got there, they could have been warranted. They could have been not warranted.
When Danny
like I said,
got
I wasn't there to see it. I haven't saw
the panel. He didn't judge the first
Danny wasn't up there yet. Right, exactly.
Right. So it couldn't have been right. I don't think it was any of Scott up there at that point. I don't think.
Well, from what I'm told, first half Sean Odom was.
Hold on, Derek.
Oh, he was up there. He
Derek,
was. Okay.
Hold on.
What's up,
Derek? I have the Midwest mother, Amaya, Miss Revlon on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Amaya.
Wait, hold on. So you can announce Amaya, but you can't come on the show, Miss Thing, and you want to put up faces and stuff on my page, Miss Thing? Really? But go ahead, Amaya, late bitch.
What's he saying?
The girls have been reading Rodney Marcus and Marco. They wanted to watch. They have your D list ass judging a motherfucking ball.
First of all, let me say this. I'm not going to argue and all this sissy shit. It ain't the first ball I judge. It's not the first kitty I've judged in. It won't be the last. So however anybody feels, girl, they can kiss my whole ass. They should have said it at the ball. I get so tired of girls wanting to go home and comment at home. Stay at the function. And it could have been dealt with there. Period. You old soft-batch ass bitches, girl. Like, seriously, girl, it's a ball. So, girl, if you get chopped, if I don't see it, if I don't use it, girl, you're not going to, girl, what the fuck are you going to do about it? But sit at home and be gay and type on a computer and tell girls how you don't see me. Girl, pay it. And, bitch, I could never be a second-rate or second-string judge. Bitch, I was asked to judge months ago.
Any other people, please call in. Call in. Say, I like this because y'all need to call in. Y'all was saying what y'all wanted to say. She here, Derek here. I can appreciate that. Say what y'all got to say.
Girls
are in my inbox mistake, but I'm not going to read what they're saying in my inbox mistake. I want the girls to call in.
Yeah, they be bad enough.
We only want to hear from people who's at the ball.
I'm pretty sure I have a way that I feel about the person whoever's in your inbox. I'm sure I do. So since I'm here, you can hear. I woke up for it.
Damn, bitch, you been asleep for a long time.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Now let's get to the man. Derek, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Now, why do you think, okay, out of the people that came to the ball, Chicago, I'm just going to say it, they paid it. There was definitely, for every Chicago person, it probably was three out-of-towners. Would you agree or disagree? And I'm just considering out-of-town anyone from not Chicago. I mean, St. Louis, I'm counting all that as out of town. Somebody who actually traveled to the ball.
I already told you how that weekend go anyway. Like, I told y'all a month ago, like, how the 4th of July weekend go in Chicago. Like, I've been said that.
So, people won't, they don't want to go to, hold on, a question. These bitches will storm.
It's a Black Pride. It's Black Pride in Chicago. So,
they don't go inside the club. They walk the street.
They don't be in the clubs either.
They don't be in the clubs. The clubs was empty this weekend, too. They was all outside in the park.
Right.
The park.
Well,
then
they don't need to
have a ride.
Y'all should just have cookouts outside and stuff. So there's no reason to have. And, I mean, I think people didn't. Honestly, I'm going to take it more than that. I really felt like people thought they were shading us by not coming, which they really only made it better for us to show. Had people from out of town not showed up, it would have really kind of looked like a key or whatever and a thing. But we see support, and it showed one thing. People will come back to Chicago, but y'all gave them another reason not to come. People spent so much money to get there. You know, they took buses and trains and flew from all, you know, from California to get there and not being to get that chance to walk. And I'll be honest with you, I've seen way worse and, you know, in other places, and we still make it through. Like, if there's a discrepancy, they're going to at least wait till the money is given out for that opportunity. So now, Chicago, I'm going to ask y'all this. The $5,000 was there. What made y'all, what drugs made y'all feel like y'all didn't need this money, knowing that I know most of y'all motherfuckers could have used it? And just actually ask, because that was not just the only incident. That child who got tased by the security and still didn't fall to the floor and they had to beat him with the billy clubs, what was y'all on to want to go somewhere after you've given us $30? Because only 53 people got in for 20. All of that was done as a way to reach out to the Chicago community, because we realized that it's a lot of younger people coming to balls. They may not have $30, but they wanted to have a major ball experience. What made y'all do that? And to those, you know, I was finished. So I know you can't speak on behalf of Chicago, but you don't think there was any ill, like people thought they were turning us by not coming?
No, I don't think that, because, like, I mean, past performance predicts future performance. So, I mean, past balls on 4th of July weekend have been the same way. So, I mean, y'all shouldn't have probably pretty much expected
much. I remember
when
4th of July has been crowded, though. And, I mean, I didn't look at it like
that.
Crowd,
was back. That was,
we
that
had
was
a,
back.
I mean, honestly, we had a nice crowd. I just wish Chicago was there.
Yeah.
It would have been a really
that
nice
was
crowd
back
when Chicago
eyeballs
crowd.
Was crowded. The 4th of July
what'd
weekend has cracked like that since the balls were all crowded back in the day. Like, it's not like that no more.
But if we told you guys that our goal was to help revive, because if people won't go somewhere on a gay pride, they probably won't come there ever. Like, that's the one weekend you know people are going to come. There were people who came to the ball who didn't necessarily come to the city for the ball, but they knew a ball was going on. It was still feasible for them to make the club. And people just, I mean, and they came. There was a lot of people. There were some people from North Carolina who came into town, so they came to the ball, too. And I respect people who just didn't want to go, but how do you expect me, from a leader standpoint, to want to pick your house for house of the year when, to me, y'all didn't come to one of a ball that was going to be competitive, but y'all went to Joe Blow's function and y'all felt some type of way that whoever didn't come. Because I really feel like it was a retaliation thing for some people, you know. That one particular house.
I mean,
fuck
you,
it. I'm going to say it. Elon, bitch, you got some
okay,
motherfucking
well, you,
nerves.
You, I, you had all the major houses.
Accept
here.
The judge's invitation
so,
from
I mean,
me and not show up. What?
You had all the major houses there, so.
No, I mean, but I don't want. No. Not saying. We had all the major houses there. I don't have a problem with anything that happened. Let me be clear. We didn't lose anything on Saturday. Even if we would have lost, we understood we were doing it for the right reason. The point was, like, if Chicago wants to rebuild Chicago, I said in that alliance meeting with y'all, and y'all said y'all want to rebuild a city for to come, but y'all walk against each other all the time. Like, when North Carolina was like that at one point, now North Carolina, they want to beat the people that are the contenders for the category. They want to be recognized. So not only are they going out and traveling to the D.C.s and the New Yorks and the Atlantas, but in return, those people are coming back because they want to battle the Africas. They want to battle the San Antonios. They want to battle the Giovannis because that's how they're going to become somebody. People are screaming they're not deemed, they're not legends yet, but if you're battling the same bitches 12 times a year and you have the same panel sitting up there, how do you expect somebody to know who you are? And you've never left Mid West. And when the girls came to you, when a Tamaya came to battle you, when those people came to you, you guys didn't come out. Not y'all, but, you know, the Chicago people in general. What the fuck? And then y'all want people to stand up for y'all and scream that y'all are legend and vouch for y'all. No. And it's not geared towards any of y'all because y'all were at the ball. But these are the same motherfuckers that sitting in the room saying, oh, they ain't deemed me legend yet. I've been out 10 years. You've been out 10 years and you ain't never left 99. You have never left the Dan Ryan.
Well,
when they give you a status,
know.
You're not
like,
respected
I mean,
for it.
That's them.
And
man.
I'm
that's
saying
I
this
say.
Because I sat in that alliance meeting hearing, oh, we want to bring the community together. The people want to bring the community together when it's benefiting them, not when it's benefiting the actual community. Because honestly, no shade, had we finished all the categories, everybody would have gotten all that money, and me and Rodney probably would have walked out there with what we came in with. And that didn't matter, but everybody had a nice time and a good function. That's how our intentions were. Because if that's the case, we could have shut the bar out even before the $1,000 street work I gave it out and kept a nasty coin.
Okay, because the fire alarm came before that.
Right. But it's just not, but I'll address the rest of my concerns at the Alliance meeting. Amaya, you here?
I am.
No.
Anything to say? What I mean, what did you think about the ball? We didn't get your critiques and likes, dislikes.
I didn't have a problem with the function. I actually thought it was a really nice function. If I had something to say, I would have said it. I think I had a really good function. I think it was a really good function. I just knew that, like I told everybody before, I knew that it was going to be an altercation because the tension was just in the air. When I walked in the door, the tension, the thickness, the attitudes, the fight kind of spirit was in the air when you walked in the door. So I knew that I knew coming in the door that it was going to be something. I knew that. And
well, where do you think they came from?
I really honestly don't know. I don't know if the girls were just partied out and tired out. I don't know if
it couldn't have been partying out. They went in no club.
I'm talking about the thickness. I think came from more of the Chicago girls more than anything. And you know, that's what they did do was party for almost 2 weeks straight. They because they were what they were out was doing white pride. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the actual tension was or the upsetness was. I don't really want to just pinpoint what that was, but I definitely believe that it was something in the air. I don't know
right.
because the girls were trying to figure out, you know, was Marco going to pull a stunt, even though she didn't, even though she did, you know, she everything that they expected from Marco did not happen. But I don't believe if it was the attitude towards Marco or what I don't know what it was, but it was in the air. The tension was definitely in the air. But as far as the promoter's perspective,
why is there so much hate for Marco when I said this at the Alliance meeting? Every other bitch in Chicago, unless their name, and there's no shade, Mario Balenciaga or Neiman Marcus Escada, if you've had more than one ball, you've had a ball shut down or not giving out your money. Like,
uh-huh.
And I'm just going to say, unless your name, there are some people like Banks and Toya who've only had one ball. So, I mean, that don't
right.
apply to them. And Derek and Alana,
right.
they've had one ball in Chicago. But
right.
everybody else who's had multiple balls, y'all got some nerve to when y'all done the same motherfucking thing.
Right.
All of y'all, and I'm calling y'all out. And if you want to dispute it, call in, and I'll tell you what ball you didn't give your money out because you probably owe one of my members. Solomon Insanity.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You got some nerve to read her, and you don't pay out your money every October and every February. And I don't care how fab your venue is. You can craft venues. You can't craft the cash to give out. Maybe you should try it.
But anyway,
this lady had it. Y'all reading
but
her.
But
Sana
wasn't
y'all give your money
wasn't
out.
At the ball. She wasn't at the ball either. So,
cool.
How she feel about Jabal or what she feel about how it happened don't matter because you have to be somewhere to understand what happened.
Well, no, that's why people don't go to her ball because she don't go to anybody else's. But Solomon was another one that just, and that part doesn't bother me, but how do you expect people to come to your shit and you don't go to nobody else's ball? And I expected
I'm really
that
surprised
from her.
She was all the way in, I'm surprised she was all the way in Pittsburgh, but she couldn't get 4 minutes from her house to the ball. But that's neither here nor there.
But want to read when nobody comes to her stuff. And, I mean, I don't care that she didn't come because it was just her anyway, but you have to sometimes step out in good faith. When all those times I've been to Buffalo, it felt good to go to, like, to walk in and see people from Buffalo come in from the ball. That feels like, you know what, they're supporting us, we're supporting them. It felt good to see people from North Carolina. It felt good to see people from Texas. Because for people who actually travel, it's kind of disheartening. You know, I hate to hear when I have members in one city and say, oh, we want you to keep coming here, but y'all won't even go up the street to, you know, another state over when it's close to y'all, but y'all want us to keep coming to you. That just doesn't work like that. I laugh. I mean, what type of promotion are y'all thinking y'all doing? You don't print no flyers, so you just think Facebook gonna do everything? Come on now. and you're having a ball in 2 weeks. That's the shade. I won't be there, and neither will my member.
Who is?
Solomon. She got some motherfucking nerves.
What?
I said I was going to tell you everything how I feel at the meeting. It just thrown at me, and I was holding it in. They read Marco fiercely. They let her have it, and she didn't even do nothing to y'all. Y'all doing the same shit she's doing. How hypocritical. How can a black queen call another bitch a black queen?
I guess they're both black queens.
What y'all laughing at? I don't have a ball coming up. Rodney, dude. Sorry. I don't have to be political. Ooh, it got quiet.
And to all y'all out there, just so you know, Little Meech is not Laquita, Laquisha, whatever that name is. It is not Little Meech. So let's stop, okay? And no, Laura Sears is not Kitty Aga. It's a key. So to stop saying my inbox.
Lovely said, she does not lie. Her evidence is truth. It is.
But love, that's from Laura. That's not from the kid.
So how are the trophies and the tables in L.A.?
The tables and the trophies were fabulous. Actually, the pitch on the West Coast. I mean, in the pitch bowling group.
Oh, okay, I'm going to get on there and look at it.
Yeah, L.A.'s, the tables, the venue, the decor was everything. The panel was set up fabulous.
When you talk on, I hear it.
Y'all mad because y'all thought LA's ball was going to be a flop. It was not a flop.
Nobody wanted the ball to flop. That's not true. In fact, there were a lot of people
that
hit me up and said, you know, I want to go to LA. And I said, they said, I've never been out there. I said, well, you should go. It's an experience. I definitely told them that. Don't think that.
No shade.
What?
Y'all thought one of these balls was going to be a flop. And mainly y'all
thought it was going to be the one. No, we did not. I would never wish bad on anybody.
We were going to support L.A. by ourselves, whether it was a flop or not. We still going to come out there.
Right.
Well, it ended by time default. Not any doors or fights or brawls or security things like that.
Well, we tried to make it go on after 5 incidents. We still had the ball going on, so, you know.
Right. Yeah. We beat and tased somebody out the building. I mean, Michi, you got to watch it. He was definitely that.
I saw the video.
He had to be high. It's no shade. I don't know how you take a taste, and he's small.
Environment just felt unwarming. You know,
the environment was weird. The environment was definitely weird. It was definitely set for a fight. I'm actually shocked that it was just a bunch of arguments that happened versus a bunch of fights. Because honestly, no fight happened besides, you know, the security and, from my understanding, the Herrera boy. But everything else was just altercations and arguing, stuff that happens at every single ball. Most of the people that were complaining about the judges or the carrying are most of the people who do these exact same things when they judge. It's just now all of a sudden when they see the shoe is put, now they feel kind of way on the inside. But the tension was...
I will say this, Amaya. The next time they have performance in Chicago, it definitely should be sealed face. You know, and maybe that's what we were missing, so it was definitely no shade doing performance, but obviously, like, because I'm going to tell you what people were saying. People were saying some judges were chopping to get the good competition out. You know, some people were chopping because, right, no shade. Roddy, did you not hear that?
Yeah.
But people, Marcus, let me tell you something. I'm not shocked about them people saying that or people think or saying what, because people feel whenever someone's chopped, when definitely if it's your girlfriend, your daughter, your hot partner,
right,
your dick you suck in, they always believe that it has to be Shane. It couldn't possibly be
right.
If they're wrong. It has to be the fact that, oh, you can't take. You can't
right.
take. The fuck out of here.
Yeah. And the other thing that I want to implement at my future events is that I don't want people to get scored individually for their sex. I think a lot of people get upset that they never get the opportunity to Vogue or walk runway, period. I think as a judge, you should be able to read the category out loud, and you already know it because you studied the category and you know what you're looking for. And when they don't bring it right, you can chop them as they're doing their 10 and say, well, I just don't see you bringing the effect wrong. Because when you line everybody up and you start looking for something, you know, a problem in their effect, you're really, to me, that's becoming a little critical. When overall their intentions might have been well, and they just wanted they 5 seconds before they want their video clip.
No, what the girl should have stopped, because nobody, including the people that I had walked from my own house, nobody stated what ball against these, what major
Hello.
Functions they walked against each other
Kelly.
And battled at.
Well, I mean, who? Hello.
Yes.
Yeah,
there were some girls in Atlanta that has not battled.
Yes. Yes, Devise.
That was somebody saying something.
That's Devise.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Devise.
What's up, sis? Hi, everybody. I'm sorry I haven't been on. I've been supporting my best friend at this rap show. It's every Monday, so it's the same time I would normally have to call in. I'm actually at the club now. I just stepped out to take the call.
What's up, Devise?
Nothing much. So what's going on?
Congratulations
on
the ball.
Hi, we can get into it. Can y'all hear
Everybody
me?
Everybody said the place looked nice. You look nice. I saw your picture. You look really good.
Thank you.
The core of the ball, everything. Michi was like, he was just telling us his part of it, that he thought that some people should have been chopped, but no one was paying attention to his horn. And so a lot of people got through.
I thought that a lot of people should have been chopped, but I got tired of interfering, you know what I mean? It's like if you're the person throwing the ball and you keep going up there and saying something, it makes it look like you're trying to rig shit. So I had to
right,
just
exactly.
give up at one particular
exactly.
point.
I've
been up there like 4 different times. Like, judges, are you paying attention? Read the category out loud to them. Like, are you paying attention? Pointing out what was wrong with certain people. And then they're like, oh. But I'm like, but you already gave these people 10s, but, you know, like, are you paying attention to what's going on? You need to be paying attention. I kept stopping the ball and going in on particular situations. Then I just got tired of it, like, you know, because I didn't want to make it seem like I'm kicking at certain people or anything of that sort. You know how they want to say you're rigging it or you're trying it. So I just was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? But it's just, you know,
wow.
It's like, it's sad as a promoter because when you get out here, you pick these people to do a job and then they don't do it effectively and then it falls back on your event, you know what I mean? It makes it look like, you know, like people were, you know, funny. And I agree. A lot of those categories, shit was going on that should not have been going on. I was sitting here in a chair looking like, are you fucking serious? But then I was like, I didn't want to keep, you know, jumping in and interfering with the ball. Because when I throw a ball, I like to just let the judges do what they got to do. But, I mean, a lot of times I was like, what the fuck is going on? It's just sad, and it's like, I'm at a point where I'm like, I don't even know if I'll, you know, I don't know if I'll be doing another event like that. I'm getting so over it, because you put so much into it, and people are so disrespectful, and just, you know, and not and appreciative, and it's like, God, you know what I mean? You just don't be feeling like that no more.
Right. Divine, that's how we feel. We feel like after all those weeks of getting stuff ready for the ball, and, you know, there's no shade. I sat there and looked at them trophies that we had left over and was like, you know what, this was just a fucking wait. I see why people don't even get trophies no more. I see why girls get $5.
Yeah, I see why the folks get our certificates, handwritten certificates, and diamonds.
Give me a sister.
Don't try my sister.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just really, it was a lot. You know, it was a lot. You know what I mean? It's like people, you know, and then you doing your thing solo is like, you know, people, it's just, it, I don't know, it was a lot. And then, you know, it was a couple of discrepancies with time. I was like, time? That thing is at the same time since day one. We've never changed anything. And people got up there trying to say, oh, the category says something different on the internet. No, the motherfucker doesn't, because anything that's on the internet is exactly what's on the flyer, because all it was one thing that was copy-pasted. Nothing was ever changed. When we finalized it,
Right.
You know, it's just crazy how, you know, people try to play these games like, oh, it was said something different on the internet. No, the fuck, it does not.
You should have pointed it out, then.
Even though
if it says something different on the internet, pull up your 4G phone and let me motherfucking see it now. Right. Not possible.
You're going to do this, you're going to do that, we're going to start. So they're like, okay, well, no, we're in Chicago, they're not going to start. So, I mean, 9:15, LSS started. It did, with the Memphis calling out about 7 or 8 people that he felt were worthy of being called out. Then we took another intermission. Once Jack got there, I gave him a slip of paper when he walked in the door. He called out the judges. We started at 10:01. I was not waiting. We already had our money. What are we waiting on? If the girls don't come and they say it's shade, I thought, like, well, bitch, you should have been there at 9 p.m. like I asked you.
And right, and to the people that felt like
they
only got an hour worth of a ball, had you come on time, you would have got 3 hours of a ball.
Right, you come in at 1 o'clock, 10, 12:30. Oh, I only been here 10 minutes and the ball is shut down. Well, we asked you to be here at 9 o'clock. If you want to make your fam intro, that's on you, but same cost.
Do you know the ball? Our ball went to 6 o'clock. We had the venue till 6 o'clock, and they still didn't finish because people decided they wanted to go to the club first and then walked in there between 2:30 and 2:45 at a ball that started at 12 and doors that opened at 11. So it's like, you know, and then I wanted to be fair. I waited on the girls. I was like, I'm not going to just go ahead and start the ball and run through the grand prize category so everybody holler. I'm
right,
trying
and
not
they'll
to
read you
money.
After that. Right, they're going to read you and say you want
right.
to keep your money. Exactly.
So I
want
to make sure because all the money was there before they were there. So I'm like, you know, I don't want to do that. I want to make sure I gave out all the money, did everything, you know what I'm saying? You try to present these people with something, you know, that they can trust and believe in and have a little more faith in. And maybe their behavior each, you know, time around will be better. One thing I can say about this ball, everybody did get along. It was, the environment was good. I'm very happy. It was a very positive atmosphere. There was no arguing. There was no fighting. That was the greatest thing for me. Above everything else, I'm just glad everybody was getting along and having a very good time. You know, it just took me back. Now, that I was very happy to see, but as far as kind of the shit that was going on the panel, it was like the judges were like, if they don't care, and it's like, you cannot get up here and act like you don't care because these people are out here putting effort into this shit and spending money. So if you get out here and you do this blase-ass shit and let certain shit slide and let somebody beat them that should not even have gotten 10s, what are you saying for ballroom? What are you doing? What message are you sending?
I agree with that.
Hello?
Yeah,
it's like, you know. Huh.
Now, can you explain the whole Thug Realness situation? Because did it or did it not say to recreate? Like, explain.
It says to recreate the look of a legend in that category and bring the picture must look like photo. Meaning, if they have on a red Rockaware shirt, you don't have to have on a red Rockaware shirt, but you do have to have on a red shirt. Get it? Like, you just can't come in here and wear whatever and be like, I'm this person. No, that's not what it is. You have to look similar to the picture.
I was taken from it to, like, it was to recreate, like RJ did, the hat being different, but he still had on a fitted cap. Now, not coming up there with, like, a visor or a headband or a cowboy hat. You know what I'm saying? He stayed within what the picture
that's
was.
That's not a recreation. That would be a different creation. That's not a recreation. When you recreate something, that means it's almost a duplication, but it's not a duplication would mean it's exact. I mean, you would have on exactly what they had on. Same colors, same label, same everything. That's a duplication. A recreation, just like when they recreate a crime scene on TV, it's their version of what happened, of the events that happened. But it's the same
right.
thing that happened. It's just not that exact event.
Right. No, I got it. Okay.
It's quiet.
Okay. They got real quiet.
Kelly, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hello.
What's
yeah.
Alexis?
Child, she's on the phone, Miss, or she not on the phone. She ain't on the phone no more, but she was here, honey. She's around low riding, bitch.
Okay, you
can't speak.
You didn't want to talk, little boy? You just wanted
to drink? Oh. So, Divine and Michi, was RJ chopped, or was he declared the winner?
He was chopped.
Oh, okay. Did anybody else bring it like somebody?
No, he was the only person that walked. There were other people that brought it, like for Runway. For Runway, the Chanel child that did Econ, now Revlon, that child served.
Oh, okay.
I thought him and the other Escada child, not Berlin, but the other one, because that had on the half man, half woman. That them two, to me, were the hottest two out that whole category.
Oh, they did the half bride, half groom look?
Yes. That, and he walked his ass off with it. No shade. Them two were the hottest two in that whole that whole category to me. The Chanel boy that did Econ, and then...
All right, for Econ for the shout out.
Everybody quiet?
Nobody. If you got pages and pages and comments about the balls. But now it's time for them to speak up and speak out about it. Everything is crickets. But that's how it always is.
Where is Lovely? Press one. I know she's sitting there listening. Mother Lovely Revlon.
Ciao. The girls don't call in, are they?
Everybody quiet?
Yeah, everybody is quiet, honey. That's why we'll be back on the air July 28th.
Yeah. Big shout out to... Oh, yeah, big shout out to the man on them decorations for the ball. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely good job. A1. Professional.
Marcus, where you at?
Cool. I'm in Chicago.
I'm waiting
on a package, girl. I'm waiting on a package.
You in a casino?
Oh. Yes.
Girl, you always in a casino.
No, I'm waiting on a package. I said I'm still in Chicago because I'm waiting on that package, remember?
Oh, it's still a cop?
We praying on it.
Girl, child, please.
No.
Let me tell you.
It's the lesson you must learn.
He came, Miss Sang, and the girls is paying her, Miss Sang, for in 2 months. the girls use her for September.
You're a mess.
The girls is going to use her for September, Miss Sang, and they're going to get the rest. She ain't come, Miss Sang, got it. And then they got to
stop it, Kelly. Stop it. Stop your shit.
Kelly.
They got to stop. They got to stop answering your calls, Miss Say, after Thursday.
I got two phones. I got three phones.
all my balls will be over by then, Kelly, so
baby, that's what's going to happen, Miss Say. That's what's going to happen. Watch, honey. And then y'all going to come out there, and it's going to be a free function, Miss Say. And then they're going to use your services, Miss Say, and charge Rodney for your services.
Stop your shit, girl. Stop your shit.
Oh, brother, you want a service, brother?
Kelly, stop your shit.
Baby,
you know what? Like, it is no shade. I'm going to say this. Shout out to all the people who throw balls, because this weekend really was a test. Like, actually being in an unfamiliar place. Shout out to Jasmine and Jack, all these people who do balls sometimes in places they're not even familiar with so well. It's different when you're in your home area and you know where to get tables and chairs from and the stage and where to get the food from and where to do all of this. When you're not really familiar with the city, it's hard because, Kelly, baby, we had no tables and chairs at 12 o'clock the day of the ball. Thank God for Mexicans. It's no shade. They love a coin. They don't care what they got to do, baby. He made it happen.
Baby, that's how it's supposed to be, honey.
Yeah. And,
big shout out to everybody in Baltimore. I'll be in Baltimore in the morning. Honey.
What's going on in Baltimore?
I'm going to Baltimore to handle some business.
Oh.
Who was listening to the ball?
That's me.
Honey, wasn't you just
having
a...
So what do y'all think is going to happen next year? I mean, do y'all think Chicago Pride should move their Pride divide?
Hello?
I think if I went back in the club.
Went back to the show, man.
Michi, do you think Chicago or L.A. should move their Pride? I don't think two big cities like that should have the same Pride date.
I live in the Bay Area. Hey, Bay Bay. Hey,
now, hold
bay.
On. Naima, you're live on the air. 240-438, you're live on the air. Hello? Oh, they're going. Girls.
Who made the balloon arch? They did a nice job. I want to learn how to do those.
That's so easy, Marcus. All you need is fucking fish thread, and you just do it.
I know it's something you can buy from Party City to do it, but I don't know how to tie balloons, so that wouldn't even work for me.
All you got to do is the balloons just have to be blown up, and they just tied around. They just tied around the fish spool, and that's it.
Want to give a shout out to Mario Balenciaga as always. He was definitely, big shout out to Mario, because from the years and years and years that I've been coming to Chicago, and he has been picking me up from the airport. Whatever time I tell him my flight gets there, that's what time he leaves his house. And I'm always at the airport, 45 minutes to an hour waiting. I told Mario my flight lands at 12:45. He texts me at 12:42 and saved it in his phone so he can see that he was early to pick me up from the airport. So big shout out to Mario Balenciaga for change.
Right. Shout out to all those girls that came over yesterday and ate 17 racks of ribs. There were no ribs left over last night.
Yeah,
shout out to y'all eating all those 17 racks of ribs.
Shout out to the prodigies that came over. We had a good time. Larry and his group, Opie and his group, Chopper, Lil Vic. I mean, we had a good time. Everybody just had a good time. Zola Moglia, the Agas, Mario, and Jahira.
Pampers,
Tone. Yeah, it was nice. We had a nice, good time. It's just a nice time.
What did y'all think about Pampers' blonde hair?
He's a legend. Pay it. She has nothing to prove.
He said,
"Don't try my brother."
Leather pants and a sheer shirt. He can do a blonde streak.
Don't try my brother.
Oh no, that's my little sister. That's not a read for that. They're just having fun. That's a big shout out to Lawrence and Pampers.
Ronnie, you tried it.
So, Kelly, what did you think of the streetwear category?
I didn't pay no attention.
Or you missed that?
I don't pay balls attention unless I'm sitting on the judges panel. I'll be looking for the gossip and the fight.
Oh, that's so late of you.
Yeah, because I saw you running around with the damn camera following behind the security and the boy.
Baby, yes. That's disgusting. Honey, I have to be on it, bitch. The girls told me I don't need to come to balls and flats. I need to come in heels, bitch, because they was gagging the way I was running across that stage with them. Bitch, okay, I had to get it, honey, baby. It was, baby, they was at, they beat him, Miss Thing. I'm mad.
It is no shade. I do want them in North Carolina, baby, because they worked for their money. It's no shade. They definitely.
Baby, I guess, honey, I didn't get a chance. I didn't get a chance to motherfucking catch them motherfucking tasing him.
Oh my gosh.
Because they tased him first before they pulled out the billy club.
Yes, they did.
Baby, they was not having it with him, honey.
Yes, no, they did not. Huh?
Why was he fighting security?
Because he got into an altercation with a girl, and we were trying to calm him down, you know, isolate the incident, and he just didn't want to move, so I told security to go ahead and put him out. he said he wasn't leaving.
Right, and on normal circumstances, that right there with security and tasing and running around and fight, that should have ended the ball correctly.
Right.
But we moved on. Motion, alarm going off, everything. We still got the sound system playing over the top of alarm while the alarm is going off. We still having categories.
And y'all wanted to come to Chicago
for
all that
late faggots. It was two late faggots that thought y'all could stink in the ball. Y'all are some dumb faggots.
Mm.
You can never, ever, ever, and I'm going to call you a dumb faggot. You better be happy I'm not saying your name on this show. You can never, ever trick me
you
and
ain't got
flip
no ball
your
coming
arm
up.
Band off.
You ain't got no ball coming what up. Just your name.
I'm not going to give my trick on how I know that they were trying to sneak in. They just came back and gave me the money, saying, oh, no, it wasn't like that. It was like that. You were trying to work us, but you didn't realize that the armbands were colored, and on them were a number. So my question to you is, what time did you get there? You came after 10 o'clock, but you had on an orange armband, which meant you paid $20. How fucking dare you, you stupid. And to the bitch that thought she was going to walk up in there and walk for $1,000 and not give me the $30, you really was crazy. Because you was going to gag. But thank y'all for just coming back and just paying and admitting it. That's why I'm not saying y'all name tonight.
Oh, child.
Because they came back to the door very quick.
You tell me the two people that did that, and I'll tell you who pushed that door.
Inbox me. It's okay. Go private with me. I'll tell you.
Maybe. No, I want you to tell her on the air, and I'll tell you on the air who pushed the door.
Will you go first?
No. Baby, you know my baby.
Oh, fuck it. I ain't got no ball coming up. Candace, ex Mishka Blahnik, now Troy. Yes, you try to sneak in the ball. And Skittles, whatever house she in, you try to sneak in the ball. Thanks for reaching out.
She's back to being a con. Her and Amore came back out of con.
You try to sneak into the ball. But I do appreciate y'all coming back to the door when I caught y'all and y'all bringing y'all money. And not giving me hassle because I'd have had security remove y'all too. But thanks for reaching out.
And it was an accident, honey. It was an accident, baby. When I pushed the alarm for the door,
Bitch, it was you.
Oh, God.
It was too many girls in that bathroom, Miss Thing, and I had to get my service on so I could stay at the function.
So, Kelly, you pushed the door. You tried to set the function down.
Mistake, I ain't trying to set the function down, Mistake, girl. I had to get me some privacy, Mistake. That hallway was too packed with those runway girls and that spray paint and shit.
Kelly, you are banned from the next five balls.
Okay. Baby.
So you
it was an accident.
Door. You know what? It was an accident. So could you apologize to Marco? Because you know all those people accuse Marco of setting that up. I know you wouldn't do nothing for her.
Miss that girl, bitch, please. Chow. Honey, bitch. Hold on,
she's
hold
sorry.
On. Wait, let me see.
So Kelly pushed the door, y'all. Kelly set the motion detector off. She wasn't trying to sneak nobody in. She was trying to join the house of snow. Ow.
You got my text, Walkers?
Yes, I did. Well, congratulations anyway. You still got your envelope.
Yes, honey. Oh, child, I can't wait. I'm about to get on this bus at 6:45, honey, and hit it.
Oh, so
yes,
Baltimore,
here I come.
Group no more.
So you going to the Vogue Nights and then go to the bus?
No, honey, I'm going to White Marsh to pick up my truck, and I'm going right back on 95 back to New York City. I'll get
no,
the boy.
No, I mean, you said you leave at 6:45 in the morning, so I'm like, are you going to be up?
Oh, no, I'm not
tonight?
Going. Am I going to go to Vogue Nights? I don't know. I'll see. I don't know. Probably so.
Shout out to RJ Catastrophe for coming all the way out. We appreciate you coming. You kept your word. I hope you enjoyed your cocktails and all of that.
I wonder, did he make it back to L.A. for the ball?
No, he said he wasn't going.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, he don't live in L.A. He lives somewhere else in California. But
right.
And thank you for introducing yourself. Now I know you're a real person, not one of those fake profiles. I can respect you for that.
I love when they come up and they introduce themselves.
Right.
Oh,
and then you be like, oh.
Yeah, I already knew Arctic Catastrophe. College graduate. Very, very, very intellectual young man.
Yeah.
Laura, why your ball starting so late? Your ball was supposed to start 6 hours ago.
I don't know. Won't you press one and ask them?
Who?
Maybe somebody hit me up and asked me a question. And so I press one and ask them, honey. Hold on. We should be having a caller real soon, honey.
Who? What was the question?
Naima, you're live on the air.
So I wanted to know how come congratulations on a successful ball, both of y'all, Ronnie and Marcus. But how come Caesar wasn't there?
I don't know.
I mean, I would think because Rodney's the overall father, you know that, you know, Caesar would have been like front and center there.
It was a holiday weekend. A lot of times that's people's family reunions and things like that, and they spend it with their family. You know, that's a major holiday weekend.
That's a PR response.
Well, yeah. I'm overall father prodigy. See, when Caesar comes to balls and stuff, he's ball and throwback. So if he have other obligations, other things he wants to do, he does.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right. I just would have just thought that Rodney would have had that locked and, you know, sealed
what,
and delivered, you know, for something
what's,
like
what's,
that.
What came through your pink phone over there, Naima?
Huh?
What
nothing
came
through my pink phone.
Like, you kind of came through like you was trying to shake the table a little bit.
No, I ain't trying to shake the table.
I'm just trying to get us in there.
I don't know. I just kind of slightly get it. That's all. I'm not trying to call the start nothing, you know, for the record or anything. I was just kind of like, I had just slightly gagged. That's all. Because I was just like, I know if anybody's going to be at this ball out here in Chicago, Caesar's going to be there. So
okay. Well, why weren't you there, Naima?
Well, I didn't have the money to come. That's why.
Okay. Ask Dexter, why didn't he come?
Oh, shit. I don't know what my father was doing. So. Oh, you know, wait
well,
a minute. I think Dexter was in Philadelphia.
We were talking about some things. I think he was at least trying to make it.
Wasn't there something going on in Philadelphia this weekend?
That child.
First Friday?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I would have thought he'd have been there because, mind you, it was such a shock to me to see Marquise walk off a street wearing, you know, Dexter's just, you know, that's one of his close buddies. So I know he would have been there. I guess he ain't know either because I know Dexter would have been there screaming, Prodigy. He loved him some Marquise.
Oh. But wait a minute. I had gotten an inbox and they said, Marcus, you wasn't trying to pay Caesar.
Oh, okay. Everybody
you wasn't trying to pay and Roddy wasn't going to but Marcus said it's coming out your money.
I don't know nothing about that. We pay for everything that we paid for the ball was split equally, three ways. That's how you do it.
Or they got very, you a lion.
That is the truth.
Okay.
Then I ain't got no reason to lie.
Well, listen, I can only say, you hear my phone going off in the background. So so I can only tell you what they're saying. But anyway, congratulations on a successful ball. Either way, I'm glad it did. You know, y'all did have your categories. Regardless, y'all had Fab trophies, food and everything. I kind of do wish I was there, but I just don't have the money. I'm just not capable at this moment of doing anything.
Well, not either. You would have wasted your $30.
Why
would you waste your $30?
Because the ball got shut down. That's unfair.
You definitely still had a show. New performance was the holler. Every bitch, they voted for that $250. No one left disappointed that they didn't get a show. They got a show, Michi.
So wait a minute, Marcus. I wanted to commend you with your trophies. But Michi, where did y'all get your trophies from?
Oh, shit.
You would have to ask Divine where she got those trophies from. I did not.
We didn't know. We the way you talking, we don't know. Was it Divine's ball or was it yours?
Don't give it that, Ronnie. It would never talk like that.
Somebody just hit my inbox and said Marcus and Rodney went to Bloomingdale's and Michi and Divine went to the 99 cent store.
First of all, that was not Michi's ball, okay? That was.
See, Michi, everybody thinks you're the more publicity and publication that you're doing. They think that you have something.
I didn't do any publications. I just gave my take on the ball and my opinion. That's not any publication.
Weeks prior to the ball, in Divine's absence, you definitely held it down.
No, it was not like that. You just make sure you're in Oakland on August 9th. How about that?
Rodney, I posted a picture on your wall. I was waiting for your response back, honey. You
and
Mark my picture.
What was the picture?
You said, when did I send it?
Yeah.
I think I sent it to, it might have been today. I think I sent it today, or it was yesterday. Hold on, let me go to your wall and see. Because I had posted, one of your workers.
Yeah. The one with the IHOP coffee mug.
Yes. Can you let him know that I need his services next time when I come back?
Well, I'm doing market days. Chicago is still my favorite city, just not Ball City. I'm doing market days with Mario, my brother, which will be August the 10th and 11th in Chicago, Illinois. Market days is very fun. It's like a smaller version of The Taste, and it's very fun. We have our brother
for gay
time.
People.
Say it again.
For gay people. That is also the day the girls go out there with their checkbooks because the vendors accept checks. So the girls pull out your paper, because that is definitely the girls. The day the girls go to Chicago and do what they got to do. Allegedly.
Mm. Mark, I should.
Oh, wait a minute. I just got an inbox, and they said, they want to know, did y'all say who stole the food?
we're not prepared to talk about that right now.
Oh,
why?
Well, the ball is over. So why can't y'all?
What do you mean?
We're in negotiations right now.
Either they stole the food, or they didn't.
Wait a minute, they stole the food off the table that you provided.
They're in negotiations to get their money for the table, so they cannot gonna reveal the name because they gotta pay them. Mistake, but if they don't pay them by the 28th, mistake. Trust and believe, honey.
No, the 28th.
By the 28th.
No, because that's the next
that's
time
wrong.
We'll be back on the air.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
No.
Let me get this straight without you going into it. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you saying somebody who didn't pay for a table went on a table and took the food?
That's part of it.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Those bitches was hungry, weren't they? That food must have been sad, honey. What all did you have
on
the
table? It wasn't that they was hungry. Marcus is a nice and a humble person, and they told Marcus they was going to pay for a table, Miss Thing, and so they gave them a table and sat them down for a table, Miss Thing, and then all the commotion happened, and the girls just took everything that was on the table and pumped Miss Thing and never paid for the table.
Oh, wow.
Who did that?
Oh, bitch. Honey, that probably was the best meal they probably ever had, honey, in a long time. So they had to get that
home. I believe it just was a mishap. This person, because, you know, I don't trust a lot of people or everybody. Like, some houses made, you know, the Chicago is infamous for payment arrangements. I don't know how you make a payment arrangement on the table. But, you know, we didn't, because of my last Chicago experience with tables, we wouldn't seat you until we had, full payment. It was just a mishap. You know, I told Rodney to go ahead and set the table up, and he went ahead and set them at the table. So, I mean, you know, it's a mishap, but we're definitely going to collect because, you know, they took part of the stuff, and they agreed that it's a debt owed. So, you know, we'll get it.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, Kelly.
Yes?
We come back on the 28th.
Hey. The 29th.
Okay. Well, what's going to happen is on the 29th, because I was thinking that we was stopping on that day.
That's gonna be the last show, and the only way is gonna be another show in between that if it's something that's really critical that happens at the Latex Ball. But after that, it won't be no show until after the Prodigy Ball, if not.
Okay. Well, what we're doing is, I guess, because Fred and I, people were hitting me up saying that they saw that our ball was canceled. It says event canceled. The event is definitely not canceled, everybody. $5,000 runway is definitely coming at you Labor Day weekend. But due to the fact that the show will be off the air, we won't be having a commercial to talk about it because the show won't be on, so we'll be, you know, be wasting money if we get a commercial. And the event was canceled because someone else posted it up for us, but we were getting calls and threats of boycotts and stuff if that person was part of the ball. So Fred had to shut it down.
Well, y'all know I'm here. Y'all hold on, Rodney. Y'all know I'm here to shake the motherfucking table, Miss Thing, since the girls don't want to come on the phone, Miss Thing. Okay, baby. Alexis is Fred's daughter, honey. Alexis made the event page, Miss Thing, and the girls said if Alexis got anything to do with that motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, they was not coming to that motherfucking ball. So Rodney and Fred had to make a new event page, Miss Thing, and so that's why the event page is closed down and all the girls thought that the ball was canceled. But no, the ball is not canceled, Miss Thing. The girls just wasn't going to come out if Miss Alexis had anything to do with the motherfucking ball. Now, let's shake the motherfucking table.
Oh.
Oh, well, Kelly. Since we on programming announcement. I'm sorry. On July 20th, everyone, there will be the return of the Clash of the Champions Ball, the Dia Ball in Charlotte. If you're walking Butch Queen and Drag versus Femme Queen Performance, your video must be in by July 15th. If your video is not turned in by July 15th, you will not be able to walk the category, and you will not be scored on your 10s. At this point, the week before the ball, we have no videos on. If we have none next week, the category will be canceled, and we'll move the $1,000 to another category. That is your official public service announcement. Please check your Facebook page.
Marcus, I got an invite. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Marcus. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's it.
I mean,
that's all I had to say.
What is this, free advertisement night?
No, mistake. No, well, mistake. No, they're frequent customers, so I'll give them that for tonight.
Ain't no frequent. Kelly, don't.
Yes,
no,
I have. Every ball I've had,
customer.
I've had a commercial.
Michi, I'm an employee, Michi. I'm an employee.
And Michi, you got your free advertisement in for 3 weeks.
I did not do no 3 weeks. Y'all stop saying that. I was not doing no advertisement.
Every time Rodney and Marcus talking about their board, you press one and you was right behind them.
Also, Mitch, you got a cut from last night.
What happened?
So Mitch, what's going on? You said October what? What's going on out there? You said October what?
No, I just said August 9th and 10th. It's a big weekend out here in Oakland, Bay Area. It's a party weekend for Josie, Garcon, and Bijan Chanel.
Okay. I like Bijan. I don't know the other person, but I like Bijan.
Yes, you do. You know Josie. That's the one that got us to it. That's the one that took us home in Vegas to the hotel. When we was with Clyde.
Okay.
I have a couple inbox questions. The girls are in my inbox, honey, breaking dishes all in my inbox. So,
do this much on your show?
Yes, they do. Don't try it. Okay, the first question is, they say, ask Marcus, don't you sit tables as they pay? I guess they're saying, don't you sit people accordingly?
In which they were paid, correct.
Yes, they were.
Okay. And then the next question they said to that question, they said, so what two houses were at the back?
Two houses at the back.
Right. You know,
okay.
Some crafty queens, though. They tried that.
To answer that question, Naima, I actually had set up tables for houses when they got through the ball. We still had stuff in the back. So I actually went and got a table. Got the tablecloth and put everything on tables. However, they still paid when they got to the ball. We didn't have this table set up. We put a table up once they got to the ball.
Well, okay, they also
people just randomly sit down.
Okay, well, they also said, and then I got another question with somebody else. The same person also said the house that did not pay you or pay y'all was an iconic house.
Well, how many iconic houses were there? Because, I mean.
Well, they had to be talking about the Revlons, we say.
Okay, now the next question to y'all is they said, ask them why did they pay having the barbecue at Derek Chanel house?
They had one themselves.
Okay. You're right. They had their own barbecue. And what happened was because there was tension between the Escadas and the Chanels, and because the Escadas were going to be invited, you know, I chose to have it in a more neutral place, which was my, you know, the balcony, the rooftop at our hotel, I mean, Ronnie's hotel. And it was just, you know, it was easier. I had all intentions of, you know, Harold cooking on the grill and me making mac and cheese and all of that. But, you know, we had been up since 6:30 the night morning before and really didn't get much sleep, so it was just easier to order the food, and we ate Weber Grill, and I think everybody enjoyed Weber Grill. Keith Valenciaga, she definitely enjoyed her ribs. they definitely enjoyed those ribs. You know, so it was what it was. We had some Harold's chicken, and we had some Chinese food from P.F. Chang's, and, you know, we had a good time. We had some margaritas, and we had a good time.
Okay, they're saying that you are lying. They said the barbecue was not to be at Derek's house. It was supposed to be at Amaya and TJ's house. Derek lives
in the same
building.
They live in the same building.
In the same building.
Right. I'm only reading you what they're saying.
Naima, who are you talking to in Chicago?
They live in the same building in Hyde Park, and the park is in front of both the whole building. So
I would have been using probably both ovens because when I come through, I come the fuck through, and I was going to make sure there was plenty of food.
Okay.
I had to throw food away this morning. So I would have probably been cooking on both ovens and stoves, keeping food warm because we kept the food flowing.
Right, it started outside on the patio. It was a pool, spa, everything, jacuzzi, and the outside area deck. And it started raining, so we moved it inside for a little while. It was.
So wait
nice.
A minute, this is an apartment that they live in. They got a pool and jacuzzi. This is in the building
this
itself.
Is our hotel. This
no,
is
that's
our hotel.
The hotel. Oh, okay.
The party moved to the rooftop of the hotel where Marcus and Ronnie were staying.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's real grand. Work, Chicago.
It was real nice. It was real nice.
Fine. Everybody enjoyed it. It was definitely one of the highlights of the weekend. And it was really to, like, bring back the unity. Everybody was invited as long as they came in peace because that's where we were laying our heads that night. And, you know, we weren't about to get put out. But, you know, it came back down to, you know, a lot of people came through and ate and, you know, Kiki, we had a good time, and that's what it was. But everybody really was invited. You know, no shade.
It's not the same hotel where Red and Scott are years ago after the ACC, during the ACC ball. When
No.
Okay.
No. I know you're talking about, no, that wasn't that same hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Oh, big, since I have Naima and Michi on the phone, I definitely want to give a shout out to the Ebony's. I always, you know, when it's time to party, there's no shade. I always have a fucking good time when I'm partying with the Ebony's. At the club Sunday night, Bruce, Jeezy, Brandon, Cash, Joe, they showed me mad love. We were having a good time. We was dancing, drinking, joking around, just having a ball. It was a blast. It wasn't as crowded as last year, but it was just nice just to have some fun. And Bruce, I love you, brother. From Mooglid to now, still the same.
Yeah, the Midwest, no shade, the Midwest Ebony's do know how to show you hospitality. Actually, a lot of people in the Midwest do, no shade, because I enjoy myself.
You know, Bruce from North Carolina, so, you know.
Yeah, he's from Greensboro.
Right, so, you know, that's a whole different breed, Bruce chicken and
but Greensboro
and
had
that.
A party, too, though.
Yes,
give
yes.
A chicken
Larry, Father Larry, Miss Rye, he's had to tell Rodney and Marcus he had a blast at the cookout, him and his lover.
Yes, it was nice to meet the lover,
right.
Finally.
Yes, he was sitting.
You said it sounds so different hearing Larry say that, right? Lover in public.
Yes.
Right, Tom, I approve. He is finally in love.
I approve that message too. Okay.
And Laura, yes, Chicago is still my favorite city. Laura, yes, Chicago is still my favorite city. The actual city itself, not the ball.
Yes, Chicago is definitely my favorite city, and and we'll get over this. It's
okay, so I got another
favorite.
Inbox.
Come on, Naima. What you got?
The person said, is it true that TJ switched categories?
Yes, TJ came out for Virgin Runway. Congratulations.
Yeah,
Virgin Runway.
They said he was supposed to be a runway child now.
Yes, congratulations, TJ, on your win.
When you talk, all I hear is bah, 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 bah,
bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah, bah,
shake the dice and steal the rice, honey.
She can't take TJ. And big ups to Sasha and Nadia Milan. They were definitely in the building. So big ups now.
So what did y'all have on y'all tables at the ball in California, Michi?
Oh, Kelly, I do want to give a shout-out to the girl who was standing in the back ready to bring it as legendary directing mother Kelly Mizrahi for Oprah to All Faith.
Are you paying me?
She had to bring it as a legend, and she was going to do Kelly. Huh?
I said, what did y'all have on y'all tables at the ball?
The tables, they had a little dessert tower on, like, the tables. With, like,
and what look was she recreated? I need to know what look she had on.
She was going to look for the latex color.
Why?
I think somebody did you for realness, and she when you had on the all white. I think you had on all white.
All right.
Did it have to be a legendary moment, or did it just have to be a look?
No, just a ball that they've walked or whatever, and clean the picture.
Oh, okay.
It has to be a legendary moment.
You have to be a legendary person, not a legendary moment.
Yeah.
Bitch, I don't know. I don't remember when the last time I wore all white.
You wore a white jumper?
I don't know either.
You also
I think it was for your birthday, right?
Oh, yeah, well, for my birthday. Well, D.C.
Oh. What was the one where you had the part down the middle and it was you, Ayana, and what's the name in the picture?
That was my birthday.
Who is this calling me at 4 something in the morning?
A booty call.
Ooh.
Hello. Yeah,
now, Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Eve's ball. You hear that oyster ball?
They say that you always talk about you don't repeat
your
outfits for balls. But they said the dress you had on in Chicago, you had that on like two balls prior, two or three balls.
Use a motherfucking lie mistake, bitch. I just popped the motherfucking tags off of that Monique motherfucking C-dress, bitch. Okay, and let those bitches know every time I'm at a ball, Miss Thing, I am photographed, whether it's by Ballroom Throwbacks or myself, and my motherfucking photo album goes up while I'm at the ball or after the ball. So go back to my photo album and tell me where you see.